Hey everyone, it's Laughing Buddha, and welcome to day three of National Podcasting Post Month. And today I wanted to talk about a movie that I saw on Tuesday night over at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis. It's a second run 1950s style movie theater that has been refurbished and is kind of a gem of the neighborhood. It's located, excuse me, at East 38th Street and 42nd Avenue in Minneapolis. So I went over there on Tuesday night with a very dear friend of mine and a co-worker, and we saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So I'm going to talk about this movie. So if you haven't seen this movie, I probably will have a couple of spoilers for you, so you probably want to turn away at this time, tune out, and come back tomorrow. Either that or stop the recording, go ahead, watch the movie, and then come back. But, you know, really, I only have about two and a half minutes left anyway. So, here we are, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I remember watching the originals when I was a kid, and I have to say I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very entertaining, but then again, I'm a very easy sucker for all of the hooks, and it's easy for me to suspend my disbelief. So I went in just wanting to be entertained, and I have to say I probably was entertained a lot. It was fun. I mean, the effects of the chimps and everything were just a lot of fun. The story did get in the way a bit, and I mean kind of like the science part of it. I don't know. Are we really using viruses for gene mutation and gene therapy? I don't know. That's a good question. But it was good to see James Franco in the role. However, you know, when you look at the movie on a whole, you just see he's, you know, just the pretty boy main character kind of interest. You know, Frida Pinto was in it, and, you know, she's beautiful. And, you know, of course, they get together, they hook up, and it's interesting. So the other actor in it is Tom Felton. He's the chap that played Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. It's good that we can see him in other roles. And he plays just this dastardly, creepy, sadistic chimp minder in the sanctuary where the main chimp, Caesar, ends up. So the story goes along, and it's quite exciting. I thought the ending was probably the best part of the movie, and that's when this virus that is used in the movie to treat Alzheimer's is, you know, it goes rogue. One of the workers gets infected, and he becomes patient zero, and a vector, and he infects someone else, and there we go. And the ending, especially right before the credits, where you see this virus take off and spread throughout the globe, was pretty interesting. So I don't know how this movie went or performed at the box office, but you could probably guarantee you'll be seeing a sequel to this. So Tom Felton played a really sadistic, creepy guy. I'd like to see him play something else other than an evil character. I think that would be good for him and good for us. So that's about it for today. If you want to leave me a comment about The Rise of the Planet of the Apes or have a question for me, you can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. Once again, thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, and I'll see you tomorrow.